And WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane on its way to Gatwick Airport, crashing seconds after taking off in the Indian city of Ahmedabad. The neighborhood in flames earlier this morning. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney with more on the crash itself.
This was not a nosedive. This plane had just taken off. We've seen videos circulating on social media showing it almost looks like it's landing. It's coming down at roughly 500 feet per second on a glide scope, so not a nosedive. The landing gear was still down. This signifies some sort of loss of power. And of course, we now know that the captain did make some sort of a mayday call, but then that was it.
The plane, a Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and this, the first Dreamliner crash in history. There were 242 people on board at the time of the crash. Indian authorities are leading the investigation, but could reach out to the NTSB. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Milk is one of the most requested yet least donated items at food banks and pantries. Wednesday, dairy brand Kemp's donated over 30,000 milk cartons to the Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin Center in Appleton. The donation is just part of the 800,000 cartons of milk that Kemp's is giving to food banks across the Midwest. According to Feeding America, 617,000 people are experiencing food insecurity in Wisconsin, and with rising food costs, that number continues to grow. Brown County will not see an expansion to its court system after the Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines on a budget motion that would have helped alleviate a severe backlog of cases. The motion to add judges, prosecutors, public defenders, and other staff to the Brown County Circuit Court had bipartisan support, but was rejected Tuesday by the Republican-led Joint Finance Committee. In the last decade, Brown County has seen an increase of 220% in pending felony cases, and over 500 individuals have been waiting for 2 years in jail for their day in court. The City of Green Bay appoints Jim Ritterbush as the District 8 alderperson.
Thank you for all your support, and I really look forward to working with this council and making it one of the best councils ever, as far as I can say. So thank you.
Ritterbush fills the seat vacated by Chris Weary, who resigned after 2 decades of service to the city due to family health matters. Ritterbush will fill the term until April of 2026. He's already indicated that he will run for re-election. Mark Anderson and Megan Borchardt were also finalists for the District 8 seat. Ritterbush was appointed during the June 10th Common Council meeting. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those like fresh starts, and you know, the Packers just, you know, welcome me with, you know, open arms and give me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills, and you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of 7 series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first 2 games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible, especially later today. Our high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers likely 56. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, where we'll be talking with some of the Democratic Party people locally about living in a red county in Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, that was a lot of fun having Justin Schmidt from the Schmidt Freeman Insurance Company here in Oshkosh and Amro in the house. Now we've got Jeff Erkey, Pickle and Bags, which is a great thriving place right here in Oshkosh. Jeff, how you doing, buddy? It's good to see you again. It's been a while.
I'm doing good. Good morning, guys.
I think last time we were here was about 14 below and windy.
It was different.
This is nice. Tell me a little bit about your place. How's it going?
Going good. Winter was busy, yeah. Obviously. Not many things to do around here when it's 10 degrees below.
Yeah.
It was great. A lot of people coming in, just pickup games. We had some tournaments. We had some bands. Lots of events where people would rent it out, whether it was a birthday party or a retirement party. Even had a wedding. It was great. Yeah.
They rented out. So they own the courts that day or that time?
The whole facility.
Really? I would think that'd be like a great bachelor or bachelorette party.
Oh, yeah, we've had those too.
I'll bet. Yep. And tell everybody the facility itself, though, first.
Yeah,
What's all in? It's just not pickleball courts.
Nope. We're a venue. So we have four pickleball courts, but those four pickleball courts, we can clear off, one of them, two of them, three of them, all of them, whatever.
Just take the nets down, right?
Yeah, and just have a wide open place. And we'll put up some bags from time to time, cornhole. And, when people are renting, sometimes they'll want one court with five rows of cornhole on it and then three pickleball courts. And then we have a lounge. It's a large room. We call it a VIP room where that's a place where, when people are renting it out, they'll have food catered into it or whatever. And then we have the whole bar area.
That's awesome. Pickleball is not a young person's sport. You could 50-year-old birthday parties would be great for that because they play.
Oh yeah, everybody plays.
I mean, I guess everybody plays. Yeah, you were saying that last time.
And oh yeah.
With it, league? Do you have leagues, tournaments? Are they do they go on throughout the summer or do they kind of take a break?
Oh no, we have leagues year round.
It is year round.
The leagues are definitely busier in the winter. For obvious reasons, like we were talking before, you get about three good months in Wisconsin, so people like to be outside.
Get outside,
But, we still have leagues, evening leagues. So, we're still filling them up and still having a great time. Not as many leagues.
Okay. Do you offer lessons for, people like John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because he wouldn't need any.
Yeah, we have lots of lessons going on. I'm one of the instructors. A buddy of mine, his name is Zach Gonnering. He's actually a professional pickleball player. He gives some lessons. We're staying busy.
Wow, when you said that, you don't throw out that term loosely, professional.
I didn't know
in the span of, what, 5 years at the most. Probably. It went from, hey, this seems like kind of a cool thing for older people to do, to professional, extremely competitive leagues with a lot of money involved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's popping.
Whew.
And it's only continuing to grow. You know, watching professional pickleball players play, you know, on TV.
I watched on ESPN
ago.
The other night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've been watching them for about 5 years now since I started, right around COVID.
Right. That's and, thank you.
And it was a different game.
Yeah.
You know,
it's kind of patty cake back then. Now it's true. Yep.
Yeah. It's speeding up. There's still a slow part of the game, but it's with so many more people playing the sport, you know, things change a little bit. And like I said last time I was on here, I mean, you're seeing people play from, 10 years old all the way, you know, into 70s, 80s. And, you know, the way the game is played, depending on, you know, those ages, does change a little bit, but they're all having fun. Yeah.
70s, right. 80s, that's right up your alley, guys. I mean,
John's closer than I am.
If I make 80,
yeah,
I'll be.
That's like we'll
the,
have a party.
That'll be the biggest okay. surprise in the world. That'll be the biggest upset of all time.
We'll have it at P&B's for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me talk a little bit more about this whole thing. How did it evolve to become? I would think it's because anybody can kind of do it. And for the real good pickleball players, I'm sure they're like, they get a little offended by that. But the rudimentary fundamentals of it, anyone at any athletic level can do.
Yeah, that's what's great about it, is because it has so many different levels.
Right.
All right. Even when you go to these big tournaments, they have different levels for skill, different levels for age. So there's a place for everybody to fit in and to play against people similar to them, which keeps it fun.
Right.
You know, if you go and you play against somebody that's just way worse than you, that's not going to be as much fun. If you play against somebody that's way better than you, that's not going to be as much fun. But the thing with pickleball, especially now that there's so many people playing, you can always find a competitive game.
Right. I mean, that's the cool part.
Absolutely.
So your company, though, is Pickle and Bags. Talk about the bags a little bit more. Is that people, tournaments? Are people really into that?
From time to time, we'll have tournaments. Basically, what's happened with that is we've rented out the facility to some groups of guys that throw bag tournaments. So we don't have we're really not running those. We're just okay. letting them use the facility. It all started. I had a buddy who was very active in having weekly tournaments. His organization would come in and then run those weekly tournaments. As it turned out, my buddy ended up moving to Washington. So some of the guys kind of picked up where he left off. And the bags definitely haven't been as busy as the pickleball.
But if there's not pickleball around, the bags are the thing. You know what I mean? I just went to a party in Door County, and it was all the
every yeah. graduation popular. Party you'll go to in the state of Wisconsin.
Talking about,
we'll have that.
It's very popular. Also, I mean, you see that on ESPN too.
Yeah. Yes,
yes, that was on the other night.
Yeah,
the elevation those guys get and dropping it down is incredible. And some of the best players are like 15 years old in the
really?
Country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Todd. You know what you need? You know what I think is going to be the next
That's
one, though?
Cool.
And I think I'm going to start bringing it back as we just play bocce ball. Do you ever play bocce ball?
That's a great idea.
Yes, right?
There you
I
go.
Love that.
Oh, my God. That's all we played at my Uncle Nacho's camp all the time was bocce ball.
Yeah.
And really competitive.
Pickle bags and bocce. I mean,
there you go.
Pickle bags and bocce.
Absolutely.
Now, we'll just add it. He'll be your bocce manager.
Like yes.
Okay. Yep. We'll have to bring in some grass and some hills. And
I know.
Stuff.
Even my brother, we have our big, he does his, every year has this big party. It's a bocce ball tournament up in the UP.
I used to play some buddies with that. In college, we'd play a buck a ball.
Yeah. It's really cool. It's really competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever play bocce ball, Jim?
I don't think so. Is that croquet?
No, you throw it. It's a bunch of balls, different size balls.
No.
Oh. And you got the one ball you got to get closest to. You throw that one out and no.
I don't think
it's
so.
It's fun.
It's almost like a shuffle ball with balls.
Is it is it croquet?
It's not croquet. Do you have my wicket?
The reason I asked croquet because he said it was grass.
Donna, special wicket.
The only reason I asked because he said there's hills and grass, and that's croquet.
Okay.
Well, you can play it on any kind of lay of the land, and it's
bocce ball.
But it's more fun if it's a little bit uneven.
Exactly. Because you got to play, you know, how the ball's going.
Play the roll, play the hill, so just, play the whole thing.
You, Mr. Athlete, and owning all these sports, what do you think of croquet?
How many? We're almost 2 years into the show, and the first time I've ever heard. So, what do you think of croquet?
I just want to know.
I don't know if I've ever played it.
That hurts. All right, all right, all right. Okay. Well, all right.
How about polo?
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. All right. So I want to know, texters, who plays croquet, and what's the last time you played croquet? How do they text us, Todd? I want to read this one.
You'll be surprised.
You'll be surprised, you bet.
Download the Civic Media app, choose WISS or WGBW, and just text in right now, croquet, yes or no.
Yeah. Or no.
I think that's a fun game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, by the way, I got to throw this out there. Texan came in. The Freedom Free Fall. We're talking about the Veterans Free Fall.
Yep.
In Omro, but this weekend it's in Pulaski. Vinny just texted. That's right. So thank you for that. It's in Pulaski this weekend. The Freedom Free Fall, which is a great thing to help bring awareness to veteran suicide.
There's a lot behind that. Yep. Yeah, that's a great organization.
Absolutely.
Hey, so what are your plans? I mean, how long have you been at this? 3 years?
No, it'll be 2 years in November.
Okay.
So
and it's going well. You're making money. People are you going to expand? You're going to go to Green Bay? Have you thought about that?
I get asked that a lot.
I bet you do.
But, you know, since we've opened up, there's actually been other spots that have opened up through the valley here. I mean, you got a place in up in Appleton. There's a place up in Green Bay, the Pickler. And I've heard about some of those coming to also Appleton. The Pickler is very popular across the country. So you're seeing more and more pop up, which, I mean, part of the reason I did it here was because there was really nowhere besides like a Y setting, you know? So the idea of expanding into a spot that already has places, you know, it's hard enough doing it when nobody else is doing it, let alone.
Hey, give a little bit about your background though, as far as Jeff, when you decided to make this leap, I mean, you've always been into sports and physical fitness. I mean, your personal accolades, All-American and track and football and all these kind of things. And how did you take that athlete and turn it into this?
Well, I'm an idiot. And I thought, oh, let's do another business. Now, I've ran a small business for 15 years now, Jet Fitness, here in town. And really enjoyed playing pickleball. Like we talked about last time, where I started during COVID, it just gave you something to kind of look forward to every day. So it was good for physical health, but also mental health. And I was like, you know what? More people need this to look forward to, something that's actually healthy, that's addicting. There's not too many of those.
And think about the other part. So it's not like golf where you have to take 127 lessons and pay $100 every time you go out. It's not like tennis, which can be really, you got the whole big court and you got the whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? It's a type of thing where it's really user friendly.
Very, very. And that's another reason why it's so popular, you know? So with all that being said, I was like, you know, the demand is growing so much and the supply just isn't here. Especially like really high level courts that are just super nice and nice nets and all that, you know? And so I looked for about a year, just because you want to find a nice spot to, you know, make sure it's fun to be at. It's a good atmosphere, those type of things. So once I found it, it was, you know, then it was just a matter of construction and getting it how it needed to be, putting in a bar, you know, just for the, you know, bonus afterwards.
It gives you more opportunities to rent it out for other things, though, too.
Right, exactly.
I think that's a great idea.
And it's a very social sport. Right. So people get done playing pickleball and they don't just go home. They sit around and they shoot the breeze. And, you know, it's a very, very social sport. And another reason why it's so popular, you know?
That's a revenue stream too. I mean, you want to.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
That. So that I just, when you talk about, when we talk about the competition, that there's a lot more that says you want that because it raises more awareness.
Absolutely.
You know, and that you got one guy there. It's like, well, they don't know what it is.
The more people involved, the better.
Oh man.
Tell everybody where you are and what you do, my man.
2211 Oregon Street, Unit Z, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Pickle and Bags. Come on down. Have some fun.
Graduation parties, bachelorette parties, the whole thing.
50-year-old exactly. birthday parties.
That's very, very good. Nice venue for multiple
Mino's
things.
80-year-old birthday party.
And we get Justin Schmick there as the adult dancer. Right?
Oh, there you go.
That's right. He's Schmick,
yes. Bring your life insurance.
It's always great having you on. Thanks for being here, man. We love coming down.
Thank you, fellas.
Can't
I appreciate it.
Can't wait to see your place.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, we'll be
Thanks,
there.
Buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Back after this.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home. Our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran, or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week, June 9th through 13th from noon till 1. These musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to WISS.FM and click events.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor coming your way from the beautiful offices in downtown Oshkosh at WISS. It is Trucker Thursday. Special thanks to Jeff Erke, Pickle and Bags. We're going to be stopping over at his place, 2211 Oregon Street in Oshkosh. Special thanks to Justin Schmick, Schmick Freeman Insurance, Kate Stell and Bill Wyman, Oshkosh Area Community Foundation, Mike Dempsey, Waterfest in Oshkosh, and we've got some more great guests coming up. But also, I want to say that our poll, croquet, yes or no, we've got no, 85%. We've got yes, 10%, and we've got big fat no, 5%. So we got for croquet so far.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't either.
No, I'll tell you why, John. Did you, as a kid, you played croquet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. They got the yard.
You played croquet as a kid?
We had a set.
Okay.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because you had a yard.
Yeah, big yard.
You had a family.
Had a family.
And everybody played.
Yeah, we did.
Not that hard. You talk about pickleball being pretty easy.
Actually, croquet's, I will say this.
Super easy.
There's collectors, old, really old croquet sets are like a collector's item.
Yeah.
Because they're really old with the old wooden balls and stuff.
I remember seeing a set around. I don't know if it was my grandparents who had it or my parents, but we never played that. We played, you know, we're from a time as kids when we played lawn jarts
and people
lost eyeballs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lawn, that was right in my era in the 70s.
Yep. Yeah, that's
that was
that's amazing that got on the market.
I know, right?
You know, with little kids.
Oh, my God.
Parents out there smoking cigarettes and throwing lawn jarts.
Absolutely, the drink in their hand. And no question.
You talk about those bags, the arch, what they put on those lawn. They come down.
And they impale your head.
Right.
Right in your skull.
They could.
They did. I mean, it's true.
Yeah. That's why they went off the market.
I know, right?
But I'm surprised they even got on.
Well, you know, the other
they were metal, too. It wasn't like plastic. Those things were heavy.
And they were weighted.
Yeah.
The other thing that were dangerous was the slip and slides.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those, too. Right? Yeah,
did you?
I still have a scar on my knee from one.
Absolutely. Well, I've got that scar on my knee from the Lazy River at the Dells.
Oh, that's remember? Right.
You know, so when you were off, I don't know if it was yesterday, Jim, or last week, but we told the story of the Lazy River because we had somebody on that was a lifeguard.
Yeah, we did. We talked about that.
At like one of the Wisconsin Dells things.
Yeah.
So we told the story of you flipping over in the Lazy
and she's
River.
She's like, oh my God, I've seen,
She's seen it before though, didn't she?
No, not that specifically. And the blood and just like, wow,
I got the scar. I can show you the scar. I could drop my pants and show you the scar.
Okay, pass.
So I got a thing here from our girl, Sarah Jean. She said, my boss brought me a pasty treat from A Train in the UP and sent me a picture. And it's this little general store.
Wow.
And it's the greatest. When you walk in, it smells so delicious from these fresh baked pasties they have in there. It's unbelievable. And I tell people, there's a slice of the UP, that A Train area around Munising. It is the most beautiful place in the Midwest, without question. It's like a bigger Neshoto Beach.
Nice.
It'd be like 10 times the size of Neshoto Beach. And you can walk out into Lake Superior for like 100 feet. It's unbelievable how beautiful that area is up around A Train, Michigan. If anybody ever thinks about where can I go for more than a weekend, like a 4-day vacation type of thing.
The name of the city is A Train?
A Train, A-U-T-R-A-I-N.
They're kind of like French. What's it called?
There's a lot of French names in Michigan.
French Canadians up there.
Yeah.
Oh.
They were all the people.
I thought it was all these Italians. Okay.
No, different parts of the UP are all, like anywhere near the water, it's a lot of Native American and French Canadian for all the fishing, commercial fishermen.
That makes sense.
So Sault Ste. Marie, Escanaba, Lance, Barriga, Munising, those are all French Canadians. Yeah, so in the mining area, it's all Italians and Finns. In fact, there's a lot of towns up there, I bet are 90, at least used to be 90% Finnish. Because all the Finns used to come over, which was great.
Cool.
So, yep. Our special guest coming in? Yeah, we do. Right. We got a very special guest coming up in a couple of minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Talk a little bit about our veteran salute, Todd, that we always have with one of our great sponsors.
Yep, brought to you by Olson Legal Group, LLC, in Oshkosh, and also in, help me out here. Where else are they? Berlin, yeah.
Absolutely.
And Nate Olson, of course, is the guy who helps us bring this out to you. And part of that is that text that we got earlier from Vinny. Free Fall is this weekend in Pulaski, too. So if that's something you have not experienced, you should go out and check
just
that
to
out.
Watch.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you don't jump, it doesn't
matter. No, right,
to
exactly.
To watch that, and they do all tandem. And the one time, the very first year we had it, and it was in Pulaski, I believe, that year, had a guy that the last time he had jumped out of an airplane was on D-Day.
Wow.
D-Day. And he came back and he did it again. How cool is that? They had Korean War vets, a lot of Vietnam vets, a lot of Iraq, Afghanistan vets that take part in it. But it's all tandem. We had
really?
Andy Van
Bakel. That?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. It's
so cool. It's great. It's a wonderful organization. Wow. And I've talked a little bit about how that all started with a young lady, a great friend of mine, where she took up skydiving and she used that to help guys with women with post-traumatic stress. So really, really cool thing. And if I didn't have an artificial hip and a back problem and stuff,
you'd be doing it yourself.
I'd be there. Absolutely.
So next week, I want to mention this. Terry and Mike are going to be joining us. Vinny's going to be in too to talk about the Veterans Fishing University that they also do. So that'll be your veteran spotlight or your veteran salute next week on Tuesday.
Great. Well, we've got a gentleman coming up here, Mike Robinson from Oshkosh, in just a few minutes. I'm halfway through his story for writing it for my book, and it's unbelievable. I mean, I've heard so many different experiences in wars from, you know, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, everywhere, but his story is one of the most unique I've ever experienced in my entire life telling these stories.
Wow.
And we got Mike coming on in just a minute. It's our veteran spotlight.
Yep.
brought to you by Olson Legal Group, and we're going to give him a nice welcome.
And plug for Olson, you know, we were there, but what he does is everything. And he is a great lawyer in this community, so I just, and nice guy, too.
I want to give you a plug, Jim, because Michael from Simple Life Hospitality, yeah. Croquet, yes, I was in a croquet club in high school at UW, Wisconsin.
Hey, Michael, you just lost some credibility.
Yeah, I was going to say, boy, I...
Michael, wow. We know Johnny Juice for you. Highest esteem until just now, Michael.
In the club.
Just now. We got to start a quick break. We'll be back with our veteran spotlight right after this.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A 63-year-old man died in an accident in Seymour last night. Outagamie County Sheriff's officials say the accident happened at around 7:30 when the vehicle driven by the man hit the gravel shoulder of County Road G, appeared to overcorrect back onto the roadway, and rolled over into a ditch. Sheriff's officials are continuing their investigation. It's not known if alcohol was a factor in the accident. One of the biggest stories during the Wisconsin Supreme Court race this year was Elon Musk giving out cash to voters. Now some voters are suing, saying Musk bribed voters. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Musk gave $100 to registered voters who signed a petition, and they also had a chance to win $1 million. Initially, Musk framed it as basically a thank you for voting, but he deleted a post where he said that, then later said people were eligible for signing that petition against activist judges. Eventually, Musk handed over $2 million checks to two Wisconsin voters. Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking judges to stop Musk's plan just before it happened, but the state Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Now, the election watchdog nonprofit Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has filed a lawsuit accusing Musk of bribing voters. The group is asking the courts to declare that Musk and the PAC he's affiliated with broke the law, have them pay damages, and bar anyone from doing this in the future in Wisconsin. The suit also claims Musk was running an illegal lottery. State law bans anyone from giving someone more than a dollar to incentivize them to vote or to vote for a specific person. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible, especially later today. Our high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers likely 56. Tomorrow, cloudy, cooler, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, I'm flipping the script on Nightlight's own Pete Schwalbe.
I'm very uncomfortable with this.
It's going to be so good.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road. When along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load.
Hey, welcome back. I'm under the mayor coming your way from the WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh on Trucker Thursday. Little Johnny Cash taking us into one of our favorite segments, actually my favorite segment of the entire week, our veteran spotlight. Who's it brought to you by, Todd?
Olson Legal Group in Berlin and Oshkosh.
Just down the block from us in a beautiful location, a fire station built in like 1910. It's fantastic. A very good friend of mine right now, a Vietnam vet, Mike Robinson, joining us. And Mike, tell you what, I'm going to be talking with you again a little bit later in the for my book, your experiences in Vietnam. And when you walked in and I told the guys here, it's like, Mike, how in the world are you sitting here with us right now? Because knowing your story, it's almost a miracle that you're alive. And I don't throw that out there loosely. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. As a matter of fact, you know, when the one grenade did pop on over and it was 3 feet away from me and I couldn't reach it and it didn't go off. But I did get hit on that operation, but not seriously. So, you know, you got to remember that the NVA, we were in a triple canopy jungle, and the NVA did completely surround us without us knowing it after the first initial ambush. So KC, Kevin Cahill, which is a super great Marine, Lieutenant Nelson was carrying him, and then he got hit for the third time, Lieutenant Nelson did. But KC, he did get killed, and he was our point man. Pretty much a miracle that anybody came out of that alive. And then, like, fast forward, if Delta Company wouldn't have got to us when we did, even 5 minutes later, Charlie Company and I wouldn't be here today.
I mean, you guys had already talked to yourselves. Let's save one bullet for ourselves, right?
Well, I don't think any one of the Marines would have killed themselves.
Well, one of the guys in the book that talked about that, he wasn't going to be taken
so,
captured.
But if you, when you read the book,
you guys were out of ammunition.
Let me back up.
They were on a patrol. They had to get to a destination. They got heavy pressure from one of the higher up officers who wasn't there to see what you guys were facing. The NVA had it planned incredibly well, had you on all sides. These guys were walking along. All of a sudden, the NVA's above them, dropping hand grenades right down on top of them. These guys could not even see them to fight back. Battle went on and on. Basically, we're down to their last couple of rounds of ammunition, and to the point where they started singing the Marine hymn just for inspiration and started throwing rocks at the NVA, hoping the NVA thought they were grenades and would back off. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, and that was Lieutenant Jack Ruffer that started singing the Marine Corps hymn, and this is... We were getting our butts kicked, and, you know, it was pretty amazing that all of a sudden that song at the time, the Marine Corps hymn, got louder and louder, and this is over the gunfire. This is over the grenades that are dropping on top of us, and we couldn't figure out how they were so accurate with the grenades. Well, what they did is they tied themselves to the trees, and the trees... You couldn't even see the sky. That's how the triple canopy jungle was. It was. You just couldn't see the sky. So that's how they were so accurate with their grenades. And then, like I say, you know, when he was singing the Marine Corps hymn, it got louder and louder. Now, can you imagine what the NVA is thinking at this time? and because they're very well trained. So it was a pretty much a miracle that we even survived that. And then, like I say, after the initial ambush, we had sent out helicopters. We had helicopters come in, but we had to blow trees down. And then when the first one of the helicopters came in, there was this one tree in the way, and he took his tail, like, and it just a perfect hit, and he knocked the tree over.
Uh-huh. Otherwise, they couldn't have gotten out the wounded or bring in ammo, right?
Right, and they could not land because of the stumps.
Right.
And so then, just as the last helicopter was taken off, this was about dusk, that's when the second ambush, or the second time that they attacked us, happened, and the rest is history. The like I say, it was a pretty dramatic, you could, from the book, I imagine you can... It puts tears in your eyes, and
it gave me nightmares, Mike. I'm not even joking about it. I'm not trying to sound
dramatic. I was going
to
ask you if you still have.
After you telling me that story, I had dreams that night.
Yeah, I bet you do. That's, go ahead, John. Yeah, just a couple of, how many people were there?
184 men was in Charlie Company. And okay. I think there was like 25 that came out.
Yeah.
All right. And Johnny talked about nightmares, and really that's still haunting you a little bit?
All the time. Matter of fact, I go to two groups. I go one in Green Bay at the Vet Center, and one here in Oshkosh, and that's run by the Vet Center in Green Bay. So that's the only way. And then I went to Tomah because I didn't want to live anymore. We'll put it that way. I won't say.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't want to live anymore. And then finally, the Vet Center says, "Well, you're going to Tomah." So I went to Tomah for 10 weeks in 2014, okay. And that basically saved my life.
You know, Mike, I had a friend Vietnam, yes, horrible, horrible situation.
Yeah.
He's a guy I want to put you in touch with, by the way. We're going to get together with this. But he went to Tomah for 6 months. He didn't say a word. He just sat and listened. And then he decided to open up. And that just shows how tough of a nut it is to crack it for a gentleman like yourself.
It is. It takes... Not months, years. And you know, you never really get over it. So you're never going to quit having the dreams, and then you're never going to, I wouldn't say fighting a battle, but you have to deal with it. And that's what we do. So if in the middle of the night, if I have a really bad one where I feel rather uncomfortable, I'll call somebody from our group.
And, wow, what a support group.
Yes. A support group, you know, like
sure.
from the groups that I go to. And, boy, they listen. So, you know.
You know, Mike, I got another good friend who was up around the rock pile. You know where the rock pile
is? We was at the rock pile.
Yeah.
We was also at the rock pile. We also got into a battle there. And in Kantian, we got in a battle where, actually, Kantian, we was out outside the wire, and we were the difference between Kantian and Kaesan is that Kantian, you got hit every day. But we were outside the wire, and the NVA had us pinned down, and we had to call in an air. I called in an airstrike on our own position.
Yeah.
So.
But it's one of those things, too, where around the 4th of July, he has to leave and go up to his cabin up around Crandon because he can't deal with the fireworks.
Yes.
Do you deal with that, too, sometimes?
Yeah, I do that all the time. Yeah, it's very hard to deal with fireworks or anything like that. As a matter of fact, I can remember when I first got back, I'm driving down Grand River, which is a lot of lanes in the highway.
In Detroit?
In Detroit, yeah. And so there's some car backfired, apparently, and I thought it was a gunshot, and I was on the floor of the car. Then I realized that I'm not in Nam, and I almost hit a tree.
You know,
I came 2 inches from hitting this tree because it was in the middle. They had a island in the middle of the road. So, you know, it is what it is. And not only that, but I've done that many times just walking into the store. And I have a hard time adjusting with people walking behind me. It's just because all of a sudden it strikes you that the enemy is behind you. You know, my counselor said I'm not supposed to call them gooks anymore.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Mike. We're talking a little bit about, you know, we talk about the Marines and all their training and everything like that. And sometimes you wouldn't think it's the most gung-ho, hardcore guy that would do something unbelievably heroic. Talk about the photojournalist, the Marine photojournalist, and what he did that was with you.
Yes, that was Bill Perkins. Bill Perkins was a photographer, and he's the only photographer all in any service and anywhere in any service that got the Medal of Honor. And what he did is that, like one of them grenades that was coming out up from the trees, landed in between these three and four Marines, and Corporal Perkins, jumped on the grenade, and literally his body just went, you know, up into the air about 3 feet and back down. And to this day, he saved all them Marines around him. It was like just a miracle.
He gave his life.
And the funny part was is that I knew him, and we talked, and, you know, we always used to kid around, you know, well, what is a, how's a, this Marine going to shoot with a
camera.
With the camera, you know. But he did photograph some of the events of that, you know, when we were first going into the jungle, and there's he did do that, and the amazing thing was is that somebody was smart enough to pick his camera up, and there was actual footage on the camera that was savable. It had bullet holes like galore on the camera. So
incredible.
Pretty amazing, you know, Marine.
As are you. You seem like you have a pretty good disposition, seem pretty happy to me. I mean, I just met you, but is it the group or what?
It is. I mean,
there's still people struggling out there, is my point.
There's times that I don't leave the house. You know, I struggle, and then so then I'll either, you know, sometimes I even have to call my counselor. Like, I'll give you an example. It may sound kind of corny to you guys, but what happened is that my daughter's dog, a big black Labrador, died. Well, when I took that dog in, I'm thinking he's a Marine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I told her, I says, when you put this dog down, I can't be there. It shoots through my head, and I have these flashbacks like, that's a Marine that's dying, and how am I going to save him? You know, because when you're over there, what's the most important thing? The Marine next to you. You're not thinking about the glorious trying to save the USA or anything else. You're fighting for the Marine next to you, and he's fighting for you. And then when you lose that Marine next to you, then of course you don't have time to grieve. You know, you have to move on. But it is very hard. It's very hard to adjust to stuff like that. I talked about it in group yesterday about what happened and how bad it got for me. And it sounds corny, but it's very true, you know. So you got to put it in perspective.
Well, and you did have one friend that even after you came back,
yes,
you tried to help.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I didn't even get into that. We just had a Marine that passed away. And he was on Medina, and he got severely wounded on Medina. And so that Marine, George Bowles, this was just a couple of, just last, what, about less than a month ago, I went to Waterford, Michigan, and they did the funeral. He got buried at Great Lakes National Cemetery, and he was decked out. He had on his dress blues. He wanted that. I left a Marine Challenge coin in his coffin, and
nice.
Then they had like a drawer that you could put it in. But this Marine was really, really good.
We got to send our quick break. Stay with us, okay, Mike?
All right.
Mike Robinson, incredible Marine, Vietnam veteran. Back after this. Everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24-7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Maris Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday, coming your way from the WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh. WISS is where you find your Milwaukee Brewers tonight, taking on those hated, can I use the word hated, St. Louis Cardinals, 6:05 on WISS right here. We're with a very special friend, Mike Robinson, on our Salute to Veterans segment brought to you by Olson Legal Group right here in Oshkosh and Berlin. And Mike, you're telling some amazing stories and traumatic stories and all that, but what's one of the things in regards to, and not to brand all the Vietnam vets together, because I think the media back in the day did a horrific job at painting everybody with that same brush, but what would you like as a representative of the Vietnam veterans who amazingly survived, what would you like to get out to the people?
Well, just got to remember, for one thing, anybody that fought in a battle, whether you were a like corpsman, medic, Army has medics, you were a team. You worked together as a team. You didn't work as an individual. You never worked as an individual. So everybody had to work as a team. You never left anybody behind. I mean, we would lose lives to Marines to save another Marine. And we even on Medina, we had to stay there an extra night because there was so much equipment, and then we had to blow it all up the next day. So, and then we lost a couple more, or actually three more Marines the next night. So that's the way you look at things.
But what's, when you look back in this now, can you say, do you ever say to yourself, how did I do that? How in the world did I do that?
Oh, yes. It's gone over my mind and probably a million times on how I ever survived. You got to realize that I was a 3rd Platoon radio man. We were the, for the whole battalion, we were the lead platoon, the lead company, the lead platoon, and the lead squad for the whole battalion. So I was about the 7th Marine back or whatever, and I'm right behind Lieutenant Nelson. And what is the first thing that the NV takes out? The radio man.
The radio man.
So, you know.
Cancel out the communication.
Cancel out the communication. So, you know, there's, it's incredible. And, you know, even Casey, when we was going up that trail, he says, nah, this is bad. He had some really bad vibes. And he says, and they ordered us to go up that trail. And we knew that it was very well traveled. And then, you know, the rest is history.
And you know what? You're talking about some of that, Casey, just a good young kid. And you see, the, you know, you think the movies always do it. Hollywood does a misjustice to you guys because they always have somebody like a John Wayne, somebody 45 years old who in real life would be 19 years old. And the pictures of that Casey, young kid with freckles who looks like he should be, you know, maybe a freshman in college at the most, right?
Right.
And that's who the Marines were, these really young kids.
I was a young kid there. And you know, you'll grow up really fast. And of course, and if anybody ever tells you you're not scared to death, well, it wasn't in Nam because we were scared to death every moment that we were there. But you didn't have, you got to realize that when somebody got killed, you didn't have time to mourn. You had to move on and save the next Marine. You had to move on and, you know, and take the orders as they come through. And naturally, when you're in a real battle, you don't get any orders. You just got to fight the enemy. And, I mean, you got to realize how many enemy was in our position the next morning. I mean, they were, like, literally right in front of us. And they dragged some of the NVA off that we had killed. And then in this one picture that they portrayed, these two officers and couple of non-coms were there, and they're looking down at the ground. Well, it was NVA that was in our perimeter, and he says, "Well, what are we going to do with this NVA? And we're supposed to bury him. Well, there's no place to bury him."
Yeah. You know?
But so tell them what you did.
We threw him over the cliff.
Okay,
that took care of it.
I guess it did.
Yeah,
Mike, I got to ask you a couple things. What is I mean, that's unbelievable what you've been through. I'm sure you've been asked to. Would you do it again? But I really want to ask you, would you recommend military to your grandson?
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, Marine Corps all the way, baby.
Marines love Marines.
You know, it's just our greatest honor ever to wear that Marine Corps uniform. And then, yes, I would recommend it because you not only because now you're learning how to work together as a team instead of an individual. Do you not agree that you can accomplish a lot more with it? Why be a you when you can be a team?
Right.
And you said something a little bit earlier. It's not the battle. It's not the, you know, the politicians. It's not the generals. It's not the whomever. It's that guy next to you, that guy on your left and that guy on your right. That's who you're fighting for.
Right, right. And, you know, you got to remember, you become numb of all the horror that you have witnessed. You become numb of that. And think about that for a second, man. I mean, all these years, do you think it gets any better? No. But you have to learn how to, let's say, cope with it. Or, you know, deal with it. And that's why I go to group. And if I didn't go to group and I didn't hear these stories from these other people, and whether you were Army, Marines, or Air Force, or what service you're in, they basically are saving my life. Because otherwise I'd be 6 foot under right now.
So you guys are still taking care of the guy on your left and the guy on your right.
That's right.
Wow. Mike Robinson, it's an honor that you're allowing me to tell your story in my next book, and I look forward to talking to you again this afternoon. Thank you for being here, and man, gratitude isn't the right word for it, and appreciation, and just admiration.
Yeah.
Thanks for what you're doing.
You're incredible.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Well, we're out of time. Todd, thanks for having us down here at our beautiful WISS studios.
Yes.
And our girl Lisa Hale has been quiet today, huh? Quiet.
Imagine that.
Well, imagine that. That's unbelievable. All right. We got to go, everybody. We'll be back in tomorrow morning back in Green Bay. Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
Yes.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 240 people fear dead in northwest India following a plane crash in the city of Ahmedabad. The plane went down just after takeoff and hit a residential neighborhood. ABC transportation reporter Sam Sweeney has more on what we know.
Pilot had 8,200 hours of experience. This was an 11-year-old plane, and it was loaded with fuel. It was going from India to London Gatwick Airport. That's roughly a 10-hour flight, so you can imagine with all that fuel and you have impact with the building, the explosion there. We don't know about the co-pilot yet.
The police chief in that city says it's believed no one survived. American personnel and their families being pulled from embassies and bases in parts of the Middle East as tensions escalate between Iran and Israel, the UN's nuclear watchdog censuring Iran over its nuclear enrichment. Protests over federal immigration enforcement raids go on. The curfew in downtown L.A. remains in effect. This is ABC News.